The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And this evening, we will be heading down to Washington, D.C., and the headquarters of Truth Initiative. They are America's largest nonprofit public health organization dedicated to making tobacco use a thing of the past. We'll begin with their president and CEO, Robin Cavall, and she'll be followed by other members of the Truth Initiative team.
I always feel that if you don't make an attempt to really create and direct the culture of an organization, it gets created around you. It happens whether you like it or not. It's what is in the sort of ether of, you know, the office every single day. And you can let it happen to you, or you can make sure that it's someplace and that the people that are here are helping to build it consciously. So that's part of where my feelings come from. The other thing that I think is really important for us, and I think especially important in nonprofits, I mean, we do deal with serious issues. We talk about tobacco all the time. We know the devastating, deadly effects of tobacco. We are saving lives in that serious business. But I also think we do a really good job and make a concerted effort of also understanding that the role of fun and play in being a creative organization and looking for ways to inspire ourselves through the use of things that are fun and playful.
One of the ways that we try and make sure that the team members who we bring on board are comfortable in a team science environment is really to talk about how they've contributed in the past, how important authorship policy is to them, and how comfortable they are in sharing information and ideas rather than being more individually and self-focused. So I think that collaboration is really, really important in developing a team effort, but particularly around team science.
I also have worked in the nonprofit world for 20 plus years, and the way that this organization takes care of their employees is pretty amazing. We recognize everybody for their great work, but I think most importantly, we listen to people. And this is really important for the work that I do because we are out there in the communities talking to young people every day, and we listen to what they have to say and their stories and why they care about tobacco. And so that's incredibly important to me.
I think culture starts from the top down. I think culture is about transparency, honesty, truth is what we stand for, and that's what we exemplify in every single employee here. I think what brings me to work every single day are the people and the energy and the passion and the debate, and it's not an easy place to work, and I love that. I love that challenge. And every day we ask our team, like, how are you fighting big tobacco today? And everybody's got a different answer. And once a week, we get together and we have what we call quote fights, so life quotes. And each of us sort of competes on who won that life quote for that week so that we can have that for the mantra for the next week. And I wouldn't change a thing about this place.
One of the greatest things I believe that helped us is the office space. People were going crazy about, like, moving to an open environment. What I loved is that we all came. We got used to it, people love it now. One of the greatest comments I had was someone who's at a VP level who was in an office, who was now in an open space. And I go and check, and I'm like, oh, well, how's it going? How do you like the space? And she says, this is the best space I've ever had in my career. I'm like, wow, you're not in the office anymore. She's like, I was so afraid of that. But what I find is that I can talk to people without setting up a meeting and, you know, wasting all that time. I see people going down the hall. I grab them.
I think for me, what I love about this place, and having been here now 15 years, when I walked in the door, the youth smoking rate in the United States was about 22-23%. Now it's 5.4%. That is millions of years of life that's saved from disease, from death, from misery. I think when people think about tobacco, they think about the death rate. We see real numbers, and I think a lot of times people in social cause organizations are fighting the good fight, but they don't get to see as dramatic results as we do. And there's really a primary reason that we do it, is because we're completely focused on the metrics. We know where we're going, we hold ourselves accountable, and we've gotten there. And I could not be more proud of the work we've done.
One really important thing in my head is that we have a strategy. I've worked at several nonprofits, and they have had what I call shiny object syndrome. And it's like something pops up on the scene, we got to work on that. Another thing pops up on the scene, we got to work on that. And this organization is really strategy focused. We have a strategic plan. Everyone follows it. And we all know where we're going and what we should be working on to achieve the mission.
I remember being in school and seeing the truth ads and being like, I need to work there. And I came and I worked here for 4 years, and I left and worked at many other places. But there was something about truth that always drew me back. And I think it really is the culture. I think that a lot of the senior staff have been here for the entire time, and they're really caring, and you know that they care about your career development. You know that they want to give you the opportunity to succeed. And it's been a great opportunity, and I'm so happy that I came back.
We are making a difference, and the people at Truth are amazing. We constantly do surveys, and you didn't need a survey to know this, but 90% of the people love working with each other, and that is so evident when you walk through the doors. And again, so I feel really lucky to be doing this job and to know that I personally am making a difference with my colleagues at Truth Initiative.
To me, culture is somewhat synonymous, actually, with the name that we made up for this relatively new expertise center. We are known as Innovations, and I think our work here particularly and throughout the foundation is innovative. It's creative, it's crafty, it's nimble, it's flexible, and I think that really permeates through all the different aspects of our work. We've had the good fortune to be able to acknowledge talent and to promote people by creating new titles, being innovative with hiring and with performance management to recognize why people come to Truth Initiative, what they want to get out of this experience, and to help them grow and to nurture both early career, mid-career, and everybody throughout their career life cycle.
Several years later, we found ourselves in a litigation with one of the large tobacco manufacturers, and we spent 5 years fighting. And as one who was deposed and really spent a lot of time and effort as part of this litigation, I can tell you that the fearlessness of the people who sit in this organization is a key characteristic. And I think because we were born of a litigation and have suffered through a litigation, there comes a tenacity and flexibility, I think, that is really at the ethos of the culture here. And I think part of that gets reflected in, I'll call it interdisciplinary, but we come to this work each from our own areas of expertise, and I think that that is both the challenge and the brilliance of the organization that helps build the culture.
One of the processes that we just did today, which was funny, was we were just introducing new hires. And you could have just gone with their resume or their background or their education. But instead, we started talking about what made them unique. What were their passions? What kind of food do they like? Who are they as people? And I started to think about our team and how we hire for those people that are opposite of ourselves so that we can really have rich debate and good thought leadership. There are people on my team who went to school for equestrian arts. There are people on my team who learned how to twerk. So it can straddle all kinds of different things.
Just the process. We involve people from different departments. It's not, someone in marketing, only marketing people will interview them. We said, no, they're going to be working with the research team, so we definitely have to have someone from research, ask them questions and fill them out. And so I think the process, the onboarding, I mean, we've always have people tell us they've never been onboarded. They've never had this many trainings and, been able to get a feel of the organization, talk to different people, learn things before just kind of being thrown in.
For every opening, we make sure we canvass the entirety of people we promoted in minority publications and minority job groups and professional societies. We make sure we advertise everywhere. We make sure we interview a broad diversity of candidates. And it's reflected in who we hire.
I've been asked recently to speak at some cybersecurity conferences. And I speak from a nonprofit perspective. And it's a little different because most of the people I'm up against are the DOD or big business or corporations and other type of companies. But when I go out and I mention that I'm from the Truth Initiative, I see kind of an awe across the audience that says, my daughter watches your campaigns. My son or somebody in their families actually benefited from the fact the programs that we had. So it's a good sense of pride to be able to be part of an organization like that that's actually influencing and gives us feedback that we're doing something positive and people are actually listening to move forward.
I'll just say one thing about feedback. I have a very blunt style, and I really appreciate when people don't beat around the bush. And I feel like we're a family here, and it really feels like we can speak honestly to each other, for better or for worse. But people are really direct, which I think helps with our communications and our daily work.
And our motto is speak, seek, and share the truth. And it is also an atmosphere where we can speak freely. And not just about what's wrong or if you have a problem or if you need to just be direct with someone, but if you have an idea. You know, ideas can come from anywhere in the organization and be brought to bear. And I think that's so important because that prevents the silo effect. And I don't think we have silos because we have one common enemy, and that's big tobacco. Mm-hmm. And while we are very competitive, we're not competing with each other to see whose department delivered the best profits or the best numbers. We're competing against big tobacco. We are the David to that Goliath, and we're kicking its butt. So, pun intended.
Great.
You're leaving the ivory tower and heading into a non-academic position. How is that? And the thing that was my go-to response, and it was probably within just the first couple of months of being here, was it's really easy to get good work done. It's really easy to set a goal, to map out a path to get to that goal, because people do their jobs. They do them well.
I want to thank all those who participated in this segment. Trisha Kenny, Donna Vallone, Amy Taylor, Nicole Doyler, Anna Spriggs, Dave Dobbins, Derek Butts, Nicole Dufer, Amanda Graham, and Starla Stiles. If you would like to hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants in the Truth Initiative offices, all you need to do is go visit denver-frederick.com. And we'll have a link there to my full interview with Robin Cavall, the president and CEO of Truth Initiative.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.